Hunting Season by Nevada Barr. The priest was droning on inexorably toward Till Death Do Us Part, and Anna began to get nervous. At some point over the years, the well-worn phrase had come to feel more like a sinister threat than a romantic promise. Death had parted Anna from her husband years before, sudden and pointless death delivered by a cab driver on 9th Avenue in Manhattan. Judging from the internal damage to Zach's body, the NYPD accident investigator estimated the cab was traveling at 50 to 60 miles per hour on a city street. 6 hours after Zach died, Anna identified his body at the morgue. Despite the violence of the collision, his body was almost completely unmarked. Still, he'd not looked as if he were sleeping. That was a story invented for comforting children. At the time, she'd known seeing the face in death would eclipse 1,000 memory pictures of him in life. And so it had. Alarmed by the return of morbid vision she'd not suffered, or, as her sister Molly might have said, indulged in for a long while, Anna shook herself, the tremor of an animal ridding its hide of biting flies. Contemplating her megrims, Anna realized she'd not been in a church of any stripe in more years than she cared to remember. The Reston Wells nuptials were oddly timed, a morning wedding with a brunch following. For the uninitiated, being a holy edifice at 9 a.m. before one was properly fortified with sin and coffee was taxing. A laugh boiled hot in Anna's lungs. She only just caught it before it blew past her lips and she made a spectacle of herself. Who was she kidding? Gods, demons, death in its myriad forms, none of it scared her. Marriage was what gave her the willies. A marriage performed by Paul Davidson, the man it was possible she was vague.